Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, today I see your weariness. The burdens you carry are heavy and the path ahead seems long, but know this, I'm with you always, every step of the way. I'm beside you, upholding you with my right hand. Don't lose heart. Though your strength may fail, my strength in you is inexhaustible. I see your loneliness. The world can be a cold and isolating place, and you long for connection and companionship. But know this, you're never truly alone. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. I know your name, and I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. I see fear. The future is uncertain. The unknown can be daunting. Don't be afraid. I hold the future. I hold your future in my hands. And I have a plan for your life, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a future, a life worth living. For I've seen your pain. The wounds of the past can leave deep scars and the hurt can seem unbearable. But there is healing in my presence, says the Father. I am the balm of Gilead, the great physician, binding up the wounds of the brokenhearted and setting the captive free. Come to me in your weariness. Come to me in your burden, for I will give you rest. I see your doubts. Questions of faith can be perplexing. The mysteries of life, says the Father, can seem unsolvable from a finite perspective such as man's. But trust in my wisdom. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Seek me, beloved, with all your heart, and you will find me. I see your desires. You long for more than this world can offer, and you yearn for a deeper purpose and meaning. Know that I am the fulfillment of all your longings. I am the living water that quenches your thirst and the bread of life that satisfies your hunger. Delight yourself in me, says God, and I will give you the desires of your heart. I see your potential. You are more than you know, and you have a greater destiny than you could ever imagine. Believe in my promises. I've called you by name, and I've equipped you for every good work. Do not despise the day of small beginnings, for I'm doing a new thing in your life.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow, if you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.